AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Today in Minneapolis.
As I told George Floyd's family this morning, his death has had an irrevocable impact on the Minneapolis community, on our country, and on the world.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced a Justice Department investigation shows Minneapolis police engaged in a pattern of violating constitutional rights. In 2020, George Floyd repeatedly said he couldn't breathe before going limp as Officer Derek Chauvin knelt on his neck for 9.5 minutes. Chauvin, who is white, was convicted of murder and manslaughter in the killing of Floyd, who was black.
Our review found numerous incidents in which MPD officers responded to a person's statement that they could not breathe with a version of, "You can breathe. You're talking right now."
This federal investigation will result in a separate but similar court-enforceable agreement. Robert Bowers was found guilty today of killing 11 members of the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. The AP's Peter Smith is in Pittsburgh.
His own attorney admitted in opening statements that he did it. The attorney raised some questions about whether his motive matched what the federal charges accused him of, but that was about it. His attorney admitted right off the bat he did it. It was inexcusable and that he caused a tremendous, tremendous amount of pain.
Prosecutors are asking for the death penalty. 1 year after signing the first significant piece of federal firearms legislation in nearly 3 decades, President Biden says it's only an important first step.
We will ban assault weapons in this country. We will ban multi-round magazines. We will hold gun makers liable. We will beat the gun industry. We will beat big money that sits behind them. And the politicians refuse to stand up and act.
The president said if Congress refuses to act, a new Congress is needed. Stocks finish lower. This is AP News. Pope Francis is out of a Rome hospital after abdominal surgery 9 days earlier.
Leaving in a wheelchair, Francis smiled and waved and said thanks to a crowd of well-wishers. He then stood up so he could get into the small Vatican car awaiting him. His surgeon has told reporters that Francis is better than before the surgery. Instead of going straight back to the Vatican, Francis stopped to pray for 10 minutes before an icon of the Virgin Mary at the famous St. Mary Major Basilica, where he often stops by after trips abroad to give thanks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Swiss cyclist 26-year-old Gino Mader died a day after crashing and falling down a ravine during a descent at the Tour de Suisse. He was approaching the end of the mountainous fifth stage. The fall of about 98 feet was stopped by a stream. The Tour de Suisse is a preparation race for next month's Tour de France. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.